in this bulletin. 150 feared dead in a migrant boat tragedy. Boris Johnson addresses Parliament for the first time as Britain's Prime Minister. And in sport, Australian relay swimmers win gold and set a new world record. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. The United Nations Refugee Agency says up to 150 people are feared dead in a shipwreck off the coast of Libya. UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley says the ship left Libya from Al-Qums carrying around 300 migrants. Around 150 survivors were picked up by local fishermen and then returned to the coast by Libyan coast guards. Mr. Yaxley says the tragedy highlights the urgent need to address the migrant situation in the Mediterranean and save lives.
More than 600 people have now lost their life on the Mediterranean Sea this year. If current trends continue, we're likely to see more than 1,000 people lose their life on the Mediterranean for the sixth year in a row. Which is a bleak milestone for us to be reaching.
Boris Johnson has made his first speech in the House of Commons as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Addressing a rowdy parliament, Mr. Johnson pledged to take a new approach to ensuring Britain leaves the European Union on time. Rejecting the withdrawal agreement left by his predecessor Theresa May, he called on the EU to rethink its refusal to renegotiate a Brexit deal. He says while he wants a deal, ultimately Britain is more than capable of leaving without one.
Our mission is to deliver Brexit on the 31st of October. Yes. For the purpose of uniting and re-energising our great United Kingdom and making this country the greatest place on earth. I and all ministers are committed to leaving on this date, whatever the circumstances, and to do otherwise would cause a catastrophic loss of confidence in our political system. It would leave the British people wondering whether their politicians could ever be trusted again to follow a clear democratic instruction.
The United States Justice Department says it will carry out executions of federal death row inmates for the first time since 2003. The department says five inmates will be executed at the federal penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana, starting in December. Former US President Barack Obama directed the department to conduct a review of capital punishment and issues surrounding lethal injection drugs in 2014, effectively putting a freeze on executions. The department says the Bureau of Prisons has completed the review and the executions can continue. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape wants his nation to be economically independent from Australia within a decade. Currently, PNG receives more than $500 million in aid from Australia each year, a relationship Mr. Marape hopes to move away from. Mr. Marape made the comments during a speech in Sydney as part of his six-day official visit to Australia. He says he wants PNG's economy to be strong enough not to need foreign loans.
The simple fact is that for too long we've allowed external forces to dictate the direction we take. And this will now change as we sit together to carve out a new future for our country. We will move from an introduced culture of dependency and complacency, where we rely on overseas aid and inward investment alone, to one where we become vibrant economic powerhouse and are totally economically independent.
The speech comes just a day after Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a further $250 million in grants and low-interest loans to help PNG build its electricity infrastructure. In swimming, and Australia's 4x200-metre freestyle team has upstaged the United States to win gold, setting a new record at the World Titles in South Korea. The team of Ariane Titmus, Maddie Wilson, Brianna Throssell and Emma McKeon secured victory in just 7 minutes and 41.50 seconds. Australia's time beating the former world record set by China in 2009 by 0.58 of a second. It's the first time Australia has ever claimed the women's 4x200-metre relay world title. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, cloudy, 18. Adelaide, shower or two clearing, 15. Melbourne, showers developing, 14. Hobart, morning shower or two, 13. Canberra, morning frost and cloudy, 13. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 21. Brisbane, similar conditions, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.